It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Roger Williams. Roger is from Intelligent Linking, but he's also one of the movers and shakers in the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, and is doing a lot of work with the organising committee of that organisation. And we're going to explore a couple of things, both... start off, Roger, by giving us a bit of info into your actual business life with Intelligent Linking, and then we're going to talk about all the other stuff that you're involved in.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks for having us on the show this afternoon. Yeah, Intelligent Linking is it's an interesting new way of looking at how organizations can build a much stronger customer focus in the way that they work. We've spent quite a considerable amount of time and effort researching the whole approach to customer experience and actually designing a way of working that's actually built exclusively around the way in which customers work. If you get it right, the benefit is quite extraordinary for the organizations that we've worked with, because you can start to be very clear about the kind of organization that you are in the context of the customers that you want to attract, and then you suddenly start attracting the sort of organizations and the sort of clients that your organization needs, and suddenly things seem to move incredibly well for those businesses. Mm. It's a little bit of an antidote for a lot of the mass marketing that goes on,
right,
where a lot of organizations basically get the clients that they deserve, not necessarily the ones that they were looking for. But it is a way of working as a client-centered business that's very different to a lot of the work that's going on at the moment, and even different to the movement in customer experience itself, because I find that a lot of the people talking about customer experience are actually talking about the experience provided, not the actual customer's journey.
Right.
So what we try and do is separate those things out and start focusing exclusively on the kind of customers that you're trying to attract. And then that opens up the scope for all sorts of things to happen, like the way in which you use social media, the way in which you use targeted campaigns, the way in which you provide offers to customers, the way in which you deliver the services, the value that you deliver in the services you provide, and then the value add that you create when you give people a great experience.
Right.
The end goal is to create customer advocates.
Right.
And we all know that an advocate of an organization is a damn sight more passionate and can be and is allowed to be than a salesperson.
Absolutely.
And can sometimes be 7 to 8 times more effective than a very good salesman. So that's what Intelligent Linking does.
Mm.
And we're in the process of rebranding and relaunching that approach. There's a new website coming very, very soon.
Cool.
Coming very, very soon. So you'll get a holding page if you have a look for it today. More about that later.
When you're ready, to launch that, let us know, and then we'll give everybody the email, the URL, and all the rest of it.
I certainly will do.
Yeah, and it'll go on Kent Business Radio, of course.
Fabulous, thank you. So yes, but I'm here primarily to talk about the FSB work today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shall I give you a little bit of background as to what
that would be useful?
What
yeah, go
came
for
about.
It.
In 2010, I worked for the European Commission, running a thing called the European Broadband Portal, and I worked as one of the original digital ambassadors for the EU, working across countries and regions across Europe to help those regions to focus on better use of, better uptake of broadband infrastructure, and that's obviously driven by business demand. And that was very successful and ran for a period of time. But I found myself working almost exclusively in Eastern Europe and not really focusing at home. And I thought, well, why can't I do a little bit of this more in the home territory?
Mm.
And the FSB approached me just over a year ago to do a study on the status of broadband in Kent. And I did that study, and I found it to be a little bit lacking, shall we say. Some of the information coming from our chums that you mentioned earlier, two letters, one B, the other T, put them together, it could be that organization.
I always use an anagram. Grammar their name, TB.
TB, yes, yeah. It could be, 2B. 2B, yes, you'll 2B serviced tomorrow. But tomorrow it could be better. Maybe that's TB's.
Could be a slogan, couldn't it?
It could be. But not having a huge downer on BT, the problem and the challenge is that frankly, if the demand is there for the infrastructure, then BT or any other provider will come in and provide services. And there's a whole raft of new entrant broadband providers coming in today, actually offering significantly better broadband services than have been around for some time. And I think one of the things that I was sort of really passionate about is the fact that when you talk about super fast broadband, and then people start using terms like 10 megabits per second, it makes me cry, because that's just so woefully inadequate for what businesses need
and
today.
And frustrating.
Absolutely. And so as business moves forward, we really are looking for organizations to provide a sensible capability, and I think demand will grow. So, okay, so I did the study, found that things weren't as good as they could be. There's a huge amount of effort going on, sponsored by Kent County Council and using other European funding, to push superfast broadband around Kent as fast as possible. But the key issue is that the uptake isn't there. So from that study, I was sort of challenged by the Federation of Small Business to say, well, why don't you become part of the committee, and why don't you put your money where your mouth is, or well, at least your mouth where your mouth is, and and put some effort into driving up demand. So that's really started the journey. Then I came across, I had a stand last year at the Kent Vision Live
2020.
Okay,
which is a great exhibition.
Yeah, which is now called Kent Vision Live. And I had a stand there last year, and I had the privilege to speak there as well. And I got really kind of determined to find a way to help use that show as a platform for engaging with ordinary businesses. So we're not really just targeting tech businesses. We're targeting everyone.
Yep.
You know, I think one of the best examples I've seen is my window cleaner. My window cleaner wants me to pay him through PayPal. If I pay him through PayPal, that means he takes one trip to my house instead of two, you know, one to clean the windows, and then the PayPal is the payment. He's been able to double his round. He gets a lot more done. He's taken on an apprentice window cleaner, and he's now got a successful, much more successful business, because he can take on more customers, because he spends less time going out and collecting the money.
Now, does he do insides and out? Because I have a problem. My window cleaner was
typical.
Well,
it's typical.
I'm a housewife. He'll do outside, all beautiful and gleaming, but he won't do inside.
No, I'm afraid the insides are guarded by two dangerous dogs.
Okay.
Yes, very.
What are they, chihuahuas?
Very, very. Yeah, very small dogs. So, but very noisy dogs. So, yeah, we don't let them inside the house.
Well, I would love an inside.
Yeah, but he'd never get out again, would he? He'd be in the wardrobe with Billy Dean.
It's a joke.
Well, Billy's one of the dogs, and the other one's Kobe. So that's a shout out to Billy and Kobe. I'm sure listening.
I'm sure they're listening in their little basket.
Yes, they are little baskets. Actually, that's why I was dozing a little earlier.
Well, if there's a window cleaner out there in the Whitsville area that would like to do the inside of my windows instead of just gleaming the outside, it just annoys me.
I'm setting up a new business.
This is Simon.
Roger, we've completely lost the plot. Roger had convinced his window cleaner to adopt new technology to expand his business.
He actually told me, that was really quite exciting. And I just think that every business has something that they could do differently, something that could change the way that they work. And it could be anything from automating a simple task or taking on a really disruptive approach to the way to the way in which business works. And, you know, the feed of talent into that we were talking about earlier from the young apprentices. Again, these people are coming out of these courses with skills and capability that really need to find business applications for their use across the county. So I went and talked to the people at Revolution Events and said, listen, you did this thing called BizTech last year. Why don't we do BizTech, but really about business technology? Not just, and no offense to the people who focus on social media, not just looking at social media and digital media and digital communications, but actually let's have a proper look at all of the technologies that are available. And they were pretty pleased with that, and I've then worked very, very closely with the guys at Revolution Events to structure an agenda that's now looking absolutely spectacular. We've got 11 presentations, three warm-up presentations that are going to be delivered by myself and Ben Towers, the
yes. Whippersnapper.
The whippersnapper wunderkind. He's still going to be a teenager by the time he makes the presentation. But we thought that the two of us speaking together, that would actually appeal to an average age of about 35.
Right.
So we sort of capture
now
all...
Now, hold on a minute. Ben's 17.
Yes, okay, I'm lying. Okay, maybe 40 then. Okay. So we're looking for that balance and that spread to say, you know, these are some of the things from my experience that are relevant, and these are some of the things from Ben's needs that are relevant to the way in which technology works. So we've got three warm-up sessions, and then we've got eight spectacular presentations talking about different aspects of technology and their application in business today. So that's all taking place. There's going to be a lot of technology people exhibiting there. Intelligent Linking can have a stand there. The Federation of Small Business is going to have a stand there. And, you know, that's the centerpiece of what we're trying to achieve by building business awareness of technology development. Somebody said something to me at the warm-up presentations where we all sort of went to talk about what's going to happen.
Mm.
And I did this presentation and described the eight areas of technology that we're going to work on. And one of the questions I got asked was, Roger, did you say Federation of Small Business at the beginning? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's just a bit unusual for them to be talking about something that's interesting. And I thought that was rather unfair, but actually also refreshing, just to remind people that, you know, we've got a huge relaunch. We're looking at different ways of working. You know, our new brand and new kicker as experts in business. And we just want to show that as far as our technology muscle is concerned, we're pretty much out there and pretty much in tune with what's going on in terms of technology futures for business. And really, that's a key part of what the FSB is about going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they just tweeted with a full list of what they claim is what's going on here, which is cool, which we'll retweet.
Well, let's hope it's the same list.
If Jules talks to you, I'll pull it back up and we'll compare lists.
Well, yes. You know, I'm afraid I haven't really been concentrating.
Oh, typical.
No, while you've been talking, Roger, I've been looking up lava bread recipes, you see. So I got a little bit sidetracked.
I can only apologise for her, Roger. I mean, you know.
I've never had lava bread, and I believe it's seaweed, isn't it?
It is seaweed,
which
yes.
is very, very good
seaweed
for you.
Based.
It's not bread, is it?
It's seaweed-based.
Yeah.
And
shall we go back onto the business aspect? But carry on. Yeah,
I must admit, my lava bread knowledge is limited.
Well, what did your mum used to make you? Was she Welsh?
My mum was a singer.
Oh, well, Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, so therefore rarely cooked.
But aren't you all singers in
Wales? Anyway, let's just ignore her, because I've done the work for her. She can go back to playing on her phone. The FSB have tweeted, biz technology means cloud computing, artificial intelligence, or no intelligence in the case of Jules, big data, cybercrime, as well as social media and the conventional digital things. So
cybercrime is absolutely huge now, isn't it? And I don't think it's been taken seriously enough.
I think it's being worried about too much. I think there's a lot of concern. People talk about their personal data getting lost and all this other stuff.
Why do you think it's been worried about too much?
Well, because quite frankly, the time to worry about whether your personal information was being nicked is kind of gone.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's more about dealing with the consequences of the fact that your information is out there. And actually working in thinking about things in different ways. There's a whole generation coming along that have very little concern about some of these aspects. Mm. Now, I'm not suggesting, therefore, everybody should publish their bank account details and throw caution to the wind. What I am saying is...
Well, I had a gentleman from Nigeria that asked me that the other day, I was more than happy to oblige.
You had a pigeon in your bank account,
yeah,
is
exactly.
that right?
Yeah,
that sort of thing, yeah. So you've got to be careful. You've got to exercise care. But a lot of people are really well attuned to this. But it shouldn't be the reason not to. It should definitely not be the reason not to. Because
you mean not to go online?
Not to get involved and get online and take online payments, because the benefits far, far, far outweigh the risks.
Mm. But you do need to protect yourself.
You do need to be careful.
Mm.
And you do need to ensure that you've got virus software up to date, or you've bought a Mac, in which case you don't need virus software. So
yeah. Allegedly, although I actually have wall-to-wall Macs, and I'm not even going to say it, but there are a few virus is starting to come onto the marketplace, for want of a better
word. That was only a matter of time.
They do get Max, but you're right. On the whole, it's not such a
problem. They're going to be very unusual ones because there's no space between the operating system and the hardware. So that's where the viruses normally go.
Yeah.
But looking at the agenda, some of the stuff that we're really excited about. We work out of the business terrace, and that's where in Maidstone, that's where the Federation of Small Business Office is. Mm. And we've got over 200 megabits per second per user across that facility. So that means we've attracted a lot of technology businesses. And one of the technology businesses at the business terrace in Maidstone is an organization called Scout. And they've got this incredible new way of looking at Internet of Things type applications.
Right.
Internet of Things, where things talk to other things, and Internet of Machines talking to other machines.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've developed something using Blueberry Pi.
No, no, the Blueberry Muffin and a Raspberry Pi.
Back to the lava bread. They've developed applications that actually then look at spatial aspects, so how people move and how people move around in different environments.
Yep.
And that brings incredible intelligence about how that organization is working, particularly for a retail environment or entertainment environment.
Mm. So these guys, people congregate,
where they congregate, how long they stay there, how long they, what they get out of it. You can see it captures huge amounts of data, and it's not so much Big Brother because it's not capturing who you are, it's just looking at the behaviors of people in that environment.
So which kind of businesses would really prosper using this?
So Scout is really designed for a lot of retail businesses or entertainment businesses, for things like business parks or theme parks, anything that involves large volumes of people moving through or behaving in certain ways within that environment.
And I'm thinking maybe supermarkets as well.
Supermarkets are way, way up the list for them, and I know that they're doing several trials with several large organizations at the moment. But that's a Maidstone-based business, leading the way in spatial technologies right across the planet for Internet of Things kind of approaches. Mm. So we've got them speaking, and Ahmed from Scout will be there. We've got people talking about big data and the application of big data and how big data is driving web analytics across the web and allowing people to understand a lot more about their business. Data is the new oil, and the way oil and the way data can be harvested to make things happen.
I can see Simon nodding here in agreement.
Yeah, feel free to join in, Simon.
Chip in, Simon, because he's champing at the bit here.
Oh, well, I was going to say the big data element is a key part of Lawyer Fair and where Lawyer Fair
must
is going.
Be.
Because you know, every time a customer interacts with us, we're gathering information.
Yeah.
And actually, over time, you know, as an organisation, we're gathering information on, you know, what was the last price somebody actually paid for a lease?
Yeah.
You know, that piece of work. And you... all of that information, you know, how solicitors responded, what were the customers asking for, allows us to take all that data and suggest a route through for the customer, where they're going to find the best value. For us as a business, it allows us to send a piece of work to the right solicitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so big data is absolutely key.
Mm. Absolutely.
The whole thing.
It's
what we do.
Roger.
Well, I totally agree with that, and I'll mention something else a little bit later on, where that kind of live feed of new information actually is integral to how the business model works. We've got people talking about, we've got McIntyre Hudson talking about cloud computing.
Right.
So about a bunch of accountants.
Oh gosh,
bunch of accountants talking about cloud computing. Why? Well, because they see the value of it. They're talking about an accounting package called Xero, which works to help organizations capture all of the relevant information they need and do a lot of the bookkeeping automation that allows McIntyre Hudson to focus on more management of the accounts rather than the actual performance and the day-to-day, looking after things day-to-day. And I imagine that's a very similar model in the accounting world to the model that you're talking about in the legal world. And so it's great to have people talking about things like that. And I guess the final thing that I'd like to focus on is something that I think is going to be unique to this show.
Hmm.
We've managed to pull in an organization from New York called IPsoft, who have designed and developed the very, very first, the world's first, fully automated artificial intelligence customer service agent.
Wow.
So that customer
service... It's not called Jules, is it?
It's not called Jules. It's actually called Amelia.
Amelia.
Amelia. Oh, that's classy. I like that.
And you can... I'll send you the tweet so people can... or the link, rather, so that people can go and have a look and get a flavour for what Amelia's about. But Amelia's going to be there with her handler. Amelia's going to come and talk to us directly online and have conversation with people. Not pre-prepared, not canned, but actually will react to questions from the audience. Now, the interesting thing about Amelia and her cohort is that she actually mans 200,000-odd front desks in terms of customer service. And every time anybody talks to one of her instances, that knowledge is immediately shared with every single one of the other instances.
Wow.
So the more she works, the smarter she gets. The smarter she gets, the faster she gets.
My daughter's called Amelia. She doesn't do anything for anybody.
but the thing is, of course, that she probably can scale up like Amelia will as well. Yeah.
Roger, thank you so much for that. I'm sorry to kind of cut you short because I know we've got lots more to talk about, but we have completely run out of time in what was a very packed show. And I think what we'll do... When is Kent Live?
Kent Vision is May the 11th.
Right.
It's free to attend, which is the other thing I forgot to mention.
Loads of speakers there. It's a good packed one.
There's a huge programme with additional speakers across a whole range of different... And really 300-odd... different organisations to look at least 20 different seminars to attend, and just a fabulous day.
Fantastic.
The Twitter handle is Kent Vision Live.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Roger. Roger Williams of Intelligent Linking and the FSB. Absolutely brilliant. We're almost out of time. I've got